Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon vetoed a bill that was a pro-life bill, which she previously was obviously aware of and endorsed. She made a 180-degree despicable betrayal of the pro-life movement. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, Matt Barber, founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, director of communications with Liberty Counsel. Last year, I met with Governor Mary Fallon and others, members of the House, members of the Senate in Oklahoma, other concerned individuals. Pastor Paul Blair was there, and the Attorney General was in this meeting. And we were talking to the governor specifically about some legislation for this upcoming term in 2016. And one of the bills was this specific one that ultimately would revoke or not allow doctors to renew their medical licenses if they performed an abortion. It was a strong piece of legislation. We wanted to make sure she was on board, and she was. And then that was passed overwhelmingly by the House and the Senate. And to everyone's surprise, she then vetoed this particular piece of legislation. This is politics at its worst, Matt.
Yeah, it's shocking, but not really. The pressure that the left can put on people. She may have been looking to North Carolina with corporations threatening to boycott the state and so forth. We can't know what her motives were, but she has represented herself as somebody who is a principled supporter of life. And now for her legacy is going to be that she was a turncoat, that she effectively was a Benedict Arnold that aligned herself with Planned Parenthood and the pro-abortion lobby to ultimately become responsible herself with the stroke of a veto pen for an unknown thousands of little babies that will be slaughtered. So it's not too strong to say it's more than a betrayal. Mary Fallon, the governor of Oklahoma, literally will have blood on her hands now.
I mean, Matt, you must be scratching your head sitting there in this original meeting, and she's endorsing it, supporting it, saying, yes, I'm for it, and now this?
Well, in fact, the reason why we wanted to have a meeting with her was on several pieces of information and legislation. And it was to make sure that we don't have any roadblocks if we're going to go forward with this particular piece of legislation. This legislation was a direct challenge to Roe versus Wade because it is the only time any state in the country revokes or was intending to revoke licenses of medical doctors who performed abortions. So we want to make sure that the governor wasn't going to veto it, and she was on board with it. So the legislators went forward. It passed overwhelmingly in the House, a major victory in the House, and overwhelmingly in the Senate as well. And then it was sent to the governor, and 2 days later, she vetoed it. Actually, a day and a half or less than 2 days later, she vetoed
it. So not only a roadblock, but she just tore up the whole road.
Yeah, and then she ultimately not only vetoed it, but then she made some comments that it was vague because you wouldn't know what the preservation of the life of the mother is. Well, it's pretty obvious that the preservation of the life of the mother, not the health of the mother, the life of the mother is to save a woman's life. If the life is a life for a life, basically in a very rare situation where if you didn't have the abortion, the mother of the child would die, and you have this life for life, you know, weighing in a balance, right. Very, very rare, by the way, very rare, but it happens. Then in that situation, the revocation of the license would not go into effect. But other than that, it would go into effect. Now, she says, well, it's vague. Well, you'd have to have a doctor within reasonable degree of medical certainty say that, yes, this particular life was in jeopardy and it would have ultimately not survived. The woman would have died had the abortion not occurred. And it's not just getting away with it, you have to have other doctors agree with that. You'd have to have other doctors agree that, yes, based on the medical test and so forth, this person would have died. The point of it is, however, is this is Oklahoma's line in the sand. The legislature is very pro-life. Governor Mary Phelan says she's pro-life, and she issued a press release saying that she has signed a number of pro-life bills, and that's true. But here, why did she make this about face? Obviously, it just seemed as though she must have been getting pressure after the bill was signed to veto this.
Yeah, clearly so, Matt. Now, this was SB Senate Bill 1552. It was authored by Senator Nathan Dam, yet it was initiated by Pastor Paul Blair, who is also a candidate for the state Senate there in Oklahoma, as I recall. But I know that Liberty Council weighed in on the language, and certainly in order to make this unassailable and a direct and solid challenge to Roe versus Wade, which has said, well, it's ambiguous as to when life begins. And well, now the science has caught up. Roe v. Wade is outdated. The science has long, I mean, it was never, the science was clear even then. It was politically motivated. But now it's unequivocal that life begins at conception, that these children feel pain. And so this was a direct challenge to Roe v. Wade, and that you talk about the life of the mother versus this no vague notion of health of the mother. That's the vague notion when they start banning about health of the mother. That could be anything. Well, she's afraid of how she'll look in a bikini, so that could hurt her feelings psychologically. So that's the health of the mother. That was the catch-all that pro-aborts would use, correct? So the life of the mother is clear.
That's right. Roe versus Wade said abortion is, it starts off with this negative, abortion is not permissible except for the life or the health of the mother. Well, life, we know what that means. That's a life for a life. That's one of those rare, rare situations. It happens, but it's very, very rare. Health of the mother, though, in the Doe versus Bolton companion case out of Georgia, decided the same day, decided that it was going to use the World Health Organization definition of health, which was psychological, economic, any kind of thing like you're just talking about. If they have a college career, if they don't want to take off time from work, if they're going to be depressed, if this is just not what they want to do, then that opens up an abortion. So what Roe versus Wade and Doe versus Bolton did was abortion on demand through all 9 months of pregnancy, up to the very moment that the child not only exits the womb, but actually takes its first breath. Because even you had the partial birth abortion where the child was completely out of the womb, except for its head, and they would kill it with the head still in the uterus before it had taken its first breath. So it's really all the way up to the time that the child takes its first breath completely out of the womb.
I know they originally had this bill including the health of the mother, but Pastor Blair said it was too broad. They didn't want to go into that, so they went back and catered it to just the life of the mother, which I think is very admirable.
Yeah, in fact, that's really, you would have to have a life for a life. Because,
right.
I mean, but you'd have to have that really understood that it's a life for a life. It's kind of like in any other situation, if you're going to die, someone's going to ultimately die there. You're weighing those possibilities against each other. It's a very tragic situation, but it's very rare. I mean, here's one situation where you have an ectopic tubal pregnancy where the baby is stuck in the fallopian tube and it's not going to live. And the mother could ultimately die because that baby will grow inside the fallopian tube and expand and burst inside. You got to do something in that situation. That's one of those rare situations. And there's, you know, very few others. And that's why it's commonly understood as to what a life is. But the health exception just opens up the door for anything.
Right.
Oklahoma should be congratulated. And hopefully...
Can they go back and redefine it?
They could go back. You know, I don't know what they're going to do. They're certainly going to press forward. They're not going to stop here. And even whether it's this term or next term, there'll be more pro-life legislation pieces coming from the Oklahoma legislature. They are resolved to move forward with more pro-life legislation. For more information, you can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, and you can click on the icon on the front page with regards to the sanctity of human life. Liberty Council advances primarily three areas: religious freedom, the sanctity of human life from conception or fertilization until natural death, and marriage in the family. We also have a very strong presence in Israel and a very strong outreach to Israel and the Jewish people. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, to learn more about the sanctity of human life and how you can get involved. First of all, get involved by understanding the issue. That's what happened to me. I did not know the issue until I watched a film. And when I watched that video back in the early 80s, around 1982, 83, it ultimately changed my life. So find out what this issue is all about, and then stand up and make your voice known. Work with us all across the country as we continue to stand for life. Go to lc.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.